And the Holy Ghost started speaking to me. It's been something it's been dealing with me about over time. But, you know, often I can be at meetings like this and engage and turn on, flip the switch for myself. And I can say, I want to take in everything. I'm going to take all the notes. I'm going to take all of this in. And I'm just going to capture it all. You know, I'm a willing vessel. And we pray that. We submit. And I think that's great. There's a spirit of, you know, expectancy that comes with that. And the contrast that the Spirit checked me on was the difference between, you know, hearing and listening. In that, hearing is defined as the perception of sound. So when I hear, I just perceive that sound is happening. I perceive that something is happening. And oftentimes I can be here and say, I want to perceive all of this. I want to feel all of it. I want to know that it's all happening. And I feel so good when I'm around that. And I can leave, and then 24 hours later, I'm the same person I was. Because all I did was sense it. And all I did was step in and stand in it for a little bit. Listening, the contrast is that listening involves not just perceiving sound, but processing and understanding and attaching meaning to sound. And I just feel, you know, with everything that the Lord is speaking to us about, speaking to me personally about, every aspect of my life that he is dealing with me about over this season, I feel checked and I feel pressed to not just hear it, not just to perceive that he's dealing with me about these issues, but that I'm letting it sink in, I'm letting it saturate, I'm letting it change me. Can we pray just a little bit longer?
God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your spirit continue to flow, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your spirit be able to accomplish whatever you want to accomplish. Not only to a few people, but to everyone here tonight. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory, oh God, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. What a powerful, powerful ministry of the Word. And the Spirit of God flowed to this service in the last few minutes. I don't know if there's anybody in the room who was not affected by the move of God and the ministry of the Word. That was so pure. That was so pure. Amen. Bishop walked up to me and said, "You're next." I said, that would have been a perfect message for the last. Who would preach? Who would exhort? Who would minister after that?" And here I am. The Lord checked me. "Do not compare." Brother Johnston, no pressure, man. No pressure. Hallelujah. When Brother Johnston ministered to us about that, you know, no pressure. I was in one corner. I'm like, talking about pressure? Amen. Coming to a foreign land and speaking a different language and ministering to different cultures. Amen. I don't know, but I hope you understand. There are times I have to struggle with that. Struggle with that. It's big time. Big time struggle to where, how would I measure up? How would I compare myself at least to where I can be able to be used effectively as others? Somebody asked me about that. How are you doing that in America from the Philippines? And I say, it's tough. How are you preaching there in America, in the United States? And I heard you're preaching English. And I always say, it is not easy. And it's always been a motivating statement to me that I always motivate myself and make myself believe in the truth about this statement. Do not ever compare yourself with anyone, but never cease to be the best you can be. Amen. I cannot compare with anyone. I cannot measure up with anyone. Brother Hart, you're 6'4" or 6'3". I'm 5'9". That is obvious. I cannot measure up. Amen. But I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. I believe when God called a person, He did not call the qualified, but He qualifies the call. Amen. It is God, the Bible says in Philippians 2:13, it is God who works in you. It is God. It is not by my own personal talent and ability and my education and other resources I can. No, it is God. It is the Holy Spirit in us. It is the power in us, amen, that works to will and to do for His good pleasure. Amen. It's all for His glory. Amen. He works things out through people. Amen. And so that He will be able to accomplish what He wants to accomplish. To me, that's how I define ministry, what ministry is like. I believe every single one of us here tonight in the body of Christ have a ministry. Every single Holy Ghost-filled believer, you have a ministry. Amen. There's somebody who quoted saying, I like what he said. He said, ministry takes place when divine resources meet human needs through loving channels for the glory of God. Amen. If the Lord wants to meet the need of this person, He's going to use a channel, a vessel, to reach this person for His glory. Amen. It starts from God. It ends up to God. Amen. It doesn't stop here. although he's the one being used. It doesn't stop there to that third person, although he's the one being the recipient of the blessing. Amen. It goes back to the source, to where it came from. Amen. We have all the resources that we have. We have all the things that we learned. Amen. But when all these things ran out, we go back to the source. He is the source. He is all in all. He is the source of everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Hart was reading through 2 Corinthians 10. At the beginning, I'm afraid he's going to go to read a scripture that I'm going to read. And he did. And then he dwelled on that. Actually, the main emphasis of most of it all, in all that he read in that chapter, is about comparing ourselves with one another. Amen. Comparing ourselves with one another. And the term that he used, amen, exactly the term that I always fear the most and that I would like to share, measuring up. Measuring up. So I'm like, I don't have to say anything. He already said it all. So I told Bishop, is it okay? I'm just going to stand up there and pray for closing. And, you know, drive safe, you guys. And, you know, we had a great service tonight. Let's all pray. Hallelujah. But let me just read. In Romans chapter 12. I believe this will conclude what I receive in the Spirit of what God is trying to do among this congregation tonight. Amen. We've heard it many times. We don't pray just for the love of praying. We don't worship just because we love to worship. We don't sing just because, you know, we love to sing. Amen. How many times we heard about, you know, we play sports just for the love of sports. Amen. There's some Christians who come to church just for the love of going to church. Some people who love to preach because that's, you know, they make it as a hobby. They love preaching. Amen. But we don't want to get lost in too much praying and not praying for God to accomplish what he wants to accomplish in our prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Dylan mentioned about the river. He saw a river while we were praying and praying in tongues. And he wanted to make sure that our praying will go accomplish something to where it's going, what God, where God wants us to go and what God wants to do. And that his purpose will be revealed after all the commotions and the noise and the shouting and the crying and the praying. Amen. Hallelujah. It's all about what God accomplished in the end. And so I'll make an attempt to cater for that need. Amen. And I felt that I have to finish up from what Brother Hart said. Then we'll call it the night. Romans 12. We want to read from verse 4. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teacheth on teaching. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. But he that sheweth mercy with cheerfulness. Amen. Here we find again the Apostle Paul making an analogy of the body of Christ from the human body. Amen. Comparing it to the human body. Just one body, but many members. And every single member of the body is different from the other members of the body. We read in 1 Corinthians 12, the eye is not the other parts of the body. You know, the hand cannot say, why I'm not like the others, this other part, and the nose and the ear complain, why are they not functioning the same as the others? Because we are different parts of the body. Amen. But one body. And when God tries to accomplish something, amen, he uses the body. And when God uses the body, sometimes he will just pick on the eye and look at something to picture out, envision the things that God wants the body to see. Because the eye is the window of the soul. Amen. Sometimes God will pick on the hand and reach out to something God wants to reach. But just because the eye is able to see something and the ear and the nose and the hand could not, they can't have envy with one another saying, why I cannot see? And the eye would say, why can't I reach out and touch and feel? Amen. Many members, but one body. But when the word of the Lord says, it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Amen. It is the will of God. It is the desire of God to use every single member of the body. Amen. Every single one. You may see Bishop ministering from here. Amen. Brother Dylan. Everybody, all the ministers you saw stood up behind the pulpit. And they ministered very effectively. And we saw the move of the Holy Ghost and the power of the ministry of the word of the Lord. But that doesn't limit you who sit in the pew. It doesn't limit you who is in the back row. Amen. God can work through you if you allow the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost to work in your will and to do the things that he wants to accomplish for his pleasure. Amen. With that in mind, we're not comparing one another. We're not judging one another. Amen. I cannot be like you because it's impossible for me to be like you. Amen. But God put us all in the body of Christ, being baptized by one Spirit. Amen. To accomplish what God wants to accomplish through the body. Amen. And he bestowed the giftings. If you have the gift of prophecy, prophesy according to the proportion of your faith. Not everybody has the gift of prophecy. Amen. It may not be prophecy in terms of foretelling or telling about the future. But a prophecy like just preaching the word, having a revelation of the truth and deliver to the body of Christ. Foretelling is also prophecy. But not everybody can prophesy like that. Amen. If you have the gift of ministering in, I believe from Greek word, it came from diakono, meaning service or servanthood. Amen. Not necessarily ministry with a capital M like clergy, but Christian service. Christian service. Amen. If you have a gift to serve your fellow brother and sister in the Lord, amen, then do it. Amen. Wait for your ministering. Let God use you in that capacity. If you have the gift of teaching, the Bible says, then teach. Teach the truth. Not everyone could teach as effective as other people could teach. Amen. But if you're called to teach and you know you have that passion to teach, amen, you would not start to be the most qualified teacher that God will pick up from the secular schools and put you in the body of Christ to teach. God will qualify you. He will work in your life. He will make changes in your life to be able to see what God wants to accomplish through you. Amen. And then others said, if you have the gift of exhortation, then exhort. Amen. Build up your brother and sister. Amen. Encourage. I believe with all these gifts being mentioned in Romans chapter 12, not a single person here tonight have all of those in him or her. Amen. I do believe that there are persons, there are saints here tonight who probably could have two or three, but maybe not all of them. But just because they have that kind of gift, that kind of calling, that kind of passion, doesn't mean that he doesn't have one. Because when we all born into the kingdom of God, we all received the Spirit. Amen. The Spirit that develops in us what God calls us and purpose us to be in the body of Christ. It's just a matter of us praying and discovering and finding out what is it that God wants me to do. Amen. You know how I came to the ministry? Can I be honest with you? It all started when 3 months after I was born again, I was brought to church and I received the Holy Ghost. I have just been coming to the altar and praying, and every single time I enjoy the service and prostrate in the altar and the floor and cry and cry. Until one day I asked the Lord, God, what is it that you want me to be? What is it that you want me to do? How am I going to benefit your body? Amen. What is it? What is your plan about? I don't believe that the plan of God was for me just to keep going and coming to church and enjoy the atmosphere and worship God and sing and pray at the altar at the conclusion. Came to the point where this shouldn't be it forever. But God has a plan for each and every one of us. Amen. He may not be a preacher, be called behind the pulpit. But you may have a gift of service, ministry. Amen. Help. You may have a gift of mercy. You may have a gift of administration. You know, it's mentioned. If you have the gift of ruling, then rule. Amen. Different gifts. Different passions. But all for the glory of one. All for the glory of one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I repeat what I quoted earlier. Ministry is when it takes place when divine resources meet human needs through loving channels for the glory of God. Okay. Do you notice something? It's all about connection, alignment. Amen. There's got to be a connection. There's got to be a continuous flow. There's got to be a work that's coming out of us from who called us. The power that works in us. Amen. Hallelujah. And so God can be able to use us, anyone, anybody, your life is a ministry. May not be a capital M that you're labeled as one, a minister. But we're all in that category of just ministry. Even if it's just a small M. Amen. I believe tonight, and this is where I'm going after all of that, I just want to say, I really felt that knowing that we all have a gifting, a unique purpose of what God called us to be, I believe God wants every single one of us to see the body of Christ tonight, and we minister to the body. We minister to one another. Amen. Hallelujah. I would like to pray for just a short time, and I'd like for you, some of you who's confused about not knowing what you really is and what really is your passion, what is the gift that God has for you. It probably been dormant from day one, and you've been coming to church for years, and you still have not discovered and developed and deployed that gift. Let's pray for just a minute and pray what God called you, what you are in the body of Christ. Before we start ministering to everyone, before we start praying with one another, before we start calling the night, before we close the service tonight, hallelujah, we're going to minister to everyone. We're going to minister with each other tonight. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you help us find out what is it that we have passion about doing in your kingdom, oh Lord. What is it that we are always motivated in getting ourselves involved in the kingdom of God? What is it, oh Lord Jesus, that gives us the desire to be used, oh God, in that capacity, in that purpose? Oh Lord Jesus. Whether it's prophesying or teaching, whether it's exhortation, whether it's service, whether it is evangelism or administration. Oh, God, Lord, help us tonight, Jesus. Help us tonight, Lord God. Help. Lord, we don't care how you're going to use us. We don't care what other people would say if we would pray for somebody about something. But Lord God, just use us. Just use everybody, oh Lord, for our brothers and sisters tonight. Let there be a body ministry, oh God, with different parts praying for the whole body. Oh Jesus. Let's all stand together in the name of Jesus. As a Holy Ghost-filled believer, you have a mandate. You have authority to pray over one another. We will just allow God to work in us. Amen. To do the work and the doing through us. We can accomplish God's will tonight in this room through you. Not only through me. Not only through the preacher. But through everyone here tonight. We can build up one another's faith. We can encourage one another. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You probably have noticed the shifting in the spirit right now. It shifted just from the one who stand behind the pulpit. It shifted to you, to every single one of you. Amen. Every single one of you is the focus of what God wants to accomplish for us here tonight. Amen. It doesn't limit you from what you can accomplish, what God wants to accomplish through you. Amen. Why don't you find someone to pray with? Pray that the Lord will lead you to somebody. Lady to lady, brother to brother. Amen. Let the Lord lead you to use you over someone here tonight. Yando romo iya rabai ara hokoro lobo katara laha.